Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Today, I want to answer a question that I get asked again and again. And the question is, how do I get a mentor? Now, there's been a lot in the press and books, and if you go to conferences, when you hear advice on how to get your business off the ground, a lot of people say, find a mentor. And it's kind of interesting that I met with an up-and-coming entrepreneur in the fashion industry about a year ago, and I knew her. We're doing some work together. And at the end of our conversation, she said, Maria, I am looking for a mentor, someone to work with me to help me grow my business. Do you know where I can find one? And while I was thinking, she said, who was your mentor? And I said, well, I didn't have one. And she was like, really? You didn't have a mentor? And you grew your business like that without a mentor? And you know what? I kind of think that the word mentor has been used a lot. And I actually never use it when I go and give a speech or I give advice to say to people, go find a mentor, because that's very, very difficult. It's very difficult to get someone who is successful, who has done the same thing that you want to achieve, and that this person would have plenty of time to give it away to a new business to get it off the ground, because the reality is successful people are really busy. I mean, you know, I wish I had the time to mentor people individually one way or another, but I run full-time two businesses, Rodial and Nip and Fab. I have my book. I am producing and doing my podcasts every week. I manage my social media and I have a full-on family to take care of. I mean, I barely have time to breathe, not even be able to mentor someone on a one-to-one basis. But again, this is the reason I wrote my book. And I wanted my book, and I think a lot of you have read it. It's called How to Be an Overnight Success, available on Amazon. So I've written my book, and my book was the way to help every single one of you to be successful. And the way I've done this, I have described my journey, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything. I've been super transparent and honest. And every chapter talks about the different challenges I faced and how I overcame them. So my aim with the book was to help you guys relate to that and hopefully give you some of the answers that you're looking for. And then again, with my podcast. So that's another way for me to mentor you and give you that weekly motivation. And the way that I'm curating the podcast is I really want to make sure that I'm answering the questions that you guys ask me. So I do those, oh, let me know your questions so I can ask them in my next podcast. And I do make sure that I cover all the different topics that you're all interested in. And in a way, my podcast is also a type of indirect mentor. So when you are thinking, I need some guidance, I need some direction, my first advice, which is what I did, is find some indirect mentors. And indirect mentors are people that you admire, people who have done something similar to what you want to achieve, and they've reached a certain level of success that you aspire to, and then go and stalk them and check out their journey, read articles about them, and try to dissect what have they done to bring them to where they are today. So what are those indirect mentors? First of all, authors. It could be that someone that you admire a lot, they have written their own book. So go and check it out, or go and check out a how-to book. I live by those books. I've been reading them for years and years. And my husband jokes around and he says, oh, one day you're going to read a book called How to Read a How-To Book. And it's, yeah, that's not even funny. But this is the level of craziness that I have with a how-to book. So if I have a problem, let's say, I don't know, I'm just learning a new skill, or I'm going through a challenging phase in my life, I go to Amazon and I search how to do this or how to do that, and I buy a bunch of books. So books are great indirect mentors. The second indirect mentor would be a podcast. So outside my podcast, make a list of the people that you admire and you think are successful, and go and search on your podcast app and listen to any podcast episodes that they have been on as a guest. They may not all have their own podcast, but they may have been guests. And in some of those episodes, they talk about their journey, their challenges, and hopefully you'll find some more material to listen to about them. Or you may go to a podcast that addresses the subject that you're interested in. I know there's a lot of other podcasts out there, and if you go to iTunes charts, there's a whole business category, and you can scroll it through and listen to an episode and just see if you can relate to the podcaster and just do your research. But I do find that podcasts are a great way for you to learn and get that indirect mentorship. I would also look on YouTube. I know that YouTube is mainly about makeup tutorials and a lot of other funny stuff that the millennials are looking into, but there could be the odd channel that's a little bit more motivational and business related. So I would do a little bit of a search, although that's kind of probably third in my list. It's not going to be top of my list, but you may come up with something interesting. So check out YouTube if that's a platform that you're on all the time. And I guess it goes without saying that if there's people that you admire and you want to dissect their success and what they're doing, follow them on social media. Find what their main platform is. My platform is Instagram. I'm under @MrsRodial. And I do try to come up with motivational quotes on my main feed, on my stories. So if there's people that you admire, just, you know, goes without saying, follow them on social media and find out how they do it. Another way to find an indirect mentor is to read online business articles. And there are just so many great resources out there. There is the entrepreneur online, there's Inc.com, there's Fortune, and there's lots of small business online. So again, do your research. Go online, go on Google and search the topic that you're interested in and see what articles come up and then follow those sites. Now, another way to get inspired and get the mentorship that you're looking for, and that's actually one of my favorite ones, is to attend conferences and talks. This is my absolute favorite thing to do, and it's actually something that I'm still doing. And, you know, I may not need a mentor the way that I would have needed one when I started my business, but we all need inspiration. You know, I'm running my own business. No one says to me, oh, pat in the back, you're doing a great job. So I have to get my inspiration and my motivation from somewhere else. And I love going to conferences or talks. And what I find is that if you go to, let's say, a conference or a talk, there's just so much great energy there, not only from the speakers, but also the audience there. Everyone is in a mood, you know, we're here, we want to get motivated, we want to make it happen. And, you know, when you have this great energy and you put yourself in the vicinity of successful people, I think you do absorb some of those positive vibes. And it puts you in that mood for success and makes you feel that you can make anything happen. And I definitely would recommend trying to do a conference here and there or even a talk. You know, there are just so many talks out there. Make sure that you follow the people that you admire and see if they're speaking somewhere. It is worth investing a little bit to go and check them out and go and get motivated. And what I find is that every time I go to a conference, and sometimes the subjects they talk about are not necessarily of my interest, but I still have a takeout. I recently went and I attended the Business of Fashion conference here in the UK, and I'm fascinated with Stella McCartney, and she spoke about sustainability and what she and her business are doing for Earth and all the initiatives they're putting in place. And it's an area that I'm actually very excited to learn. And that made me think about what I can do for my business. And it's a subject, sustainability, that we talk about all the time. So I went back to my office and I had tons of ideas. And that's what I like about conferences. Sometimes they take you in a different direction and they make you think about different angles and topics that you've never thought of. And it's always a thought-provoking exercise. So very, very highly recommend a talk or a conference. Try to do one every quarter to keep yourself motivated. And another thing that happens when you go to a conference, you may meet people that are like-minded. You may find people that they're at the same level as yourself, starting out or growing their business, and you get to connect with them, you get to meet up, you may exchange ideas or advice. So it's also a great place to network. And every time I've had a speech or I've been at a conference, I've seen people meet up and then they keep in touch on social media, they become friends. So it's a great platform because those places, those conferences or talks, they're full of positivity. Everyone goes there, everyone's hyped up. So any connections that you make there are really, really good for you and your career and your business. Another way to get direction, motivation, and some sort of mentorship is to connect with your peers. I remember when I first started, and as I said, I didn't have a mentor, but I met a whole bunch of women that were starting a beauty brand the same way I did. And we were all kind of clueless at that point. And we exchanged emails and we would get together once in a quarter. And I remember having one of those meetings with another beauty startup, and I was kind of sharing my challenges that I've had with recruiting. And she came up with some ideas of people that she knew from the industry and gave me a couple of leads. And then I ended up hiring someone from her recommendations. And again, you know, it's kind of sitting down with someone who's facing the same problems as you are and feeling that you are not alone and feeling that, yeah, this is natural what you're going through. Other people are going through that. And it could be that it's someone from the same industry as yourself or someone from a slightly different industry. But I think at the end of the day, all entrepreneurs, we have the same challenges one way or another. So it may be that you're doing beauty and this other person is doing handbags or fashion or candles. It doesn't even matter. But it's just sitting down and realizing that you all go through the same challenges and having just one piece of advice. And then you would be surprised, but you would have a piece of advice to give back. Like, you think you've exhausted all your ideas, but you still have experienced a bunch of things that you can share with someone else, and your advice can be valuable to someone else. So it's changing mentorship in a way. And then a final idea about getting mentorship. I have recently been involved with the Prince's Trust here in the UK, which is a charity that supports young entrepreneurs, and they have a lot of exciting online mentorship programs. So do check them out and check out the programs. I will have a link to their site on my episode notes. And I think that's a great way to get connected and get some online mentorship. And they have some amazing programs that you guys should check out. And my final thought for this episode is that I know that every single one of you in an ideal world would love to have a mentor. And you may think, I can only be successful if I have a mentor. But I'm here to tell you that it's great if you're going to get inspiration. It's great if you find places to get some mentorship. But at the end of the day, no one knows your business. No one knows what you're going through. No one has your instinct. It's your business. It's your baby. And yes, you can get mentors. You can get people around you or resources to get you motivated, but no one's going to take those decisions for you. You are the person who will decide what is the best way to go about your business. What is the best way to go about chasing your dreams? So yes, try to find people and resources around you to help you get motivated, hyped up, do anything you can to get that energy. But you will be the one making those decisions. You are the one who knows instinctively what is the best decision for your business. No one's going to make that decision for you. So keep positive, try to find all those resources that I went through around you to make sure you're motivated and you get the direction that you need, and try to find new ones all the time. Be alert, new books, new podcasts, new articles, new blogs, be alert and try to find new resources all the time. But don't get upset, you know, don't get demotivated if you do not have a physical mentor, because it's hard. But you have all the opportunities and you have all the resources out there available to you so you can be successful, and you don't need a physical mentor to do that. And with that in mind, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed my episode and see you very soon.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.